AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is expected to pardon ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich 5 years after commuting his sentence.
Trump already commuted Rod Blagojevich's 14-year sentence for political corruption charges during his first term. Blagojevich is a Democrat who appeared on Trump's reality TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on charges that included seeking to sell an appointment to then-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Blagojevich served 8 years before his term was cut short by Trump. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
A federal judge has found the Trump administration hasn't fully followed his order to unfreeze federal spending, and he has told the White House to release all the money. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says the legal system is doing its job in not letting the Trump administration break the law.
Thank goodness for the courts. We've seen a flurry of court filings because we've seen such a flurry of illegal activity. I've never seen so many temporary restraining orders issued in such a short period of time against the U.S. government.
In Tel Aviv, the relatives of hostages held in Gaza protesting following the announcement from a Hamas spokesperson that it will delay the next hostage release. Hamas is accusing Israel of violating a ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a 6-week ceasefire, during which Hamas has committed to releasing 33 hostages in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. The Philadelphia Eagles will celebrate their Super Bowl victory with a parade in the city on Friday. The Philadelphia mayor's office has confirmed the date and says in a social media post that more details will be released soon. This is AP News.
McDonald's is reporting weak sales to close out the year in the U.S. The 1.4% decline was between October through December. An E. coli outbreak in several states linked to onions and Quarter Pounder hamburgers put a dent in demand. McDonald's did report strong sales growth in the Middle East and Japan. Back in the U.S., sales had been slow to start the year and began to pick up with the addition of a $5 value menu. It was extended through the end of the year. But McDonald's CEO says it's been a struggle for them and other fast food companies to bring in low-income customers. The E. coli outbreak was reported in October. One person died. That helped weaken sales numbers to close out the year. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United Nations says it has suspended its humanitarian operations in the stronghold of Yemen's Houthi rebels after they detained 8 more UN staffers. The decision affects the global response to one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.